The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is among us.
He is among us.
A blessed feast day to everybody. Yes, Palm Sunday is one of our 12 great feasts. One of our 12 great feasts. So, as I mentioned yesterday, today and yesterday are days of triumphant joy and filled with light before we head into darkness. And then we end the Holy Week in light again. And so from this liturgical point of view, Saturday of Lazarus that the church assigns to the first day of Great and Holy Week, the Saturday entering into Holy Week, the church tells us it's the pre-feast of Palm Sunday. Today, when we remember the Lord God's entrance into his own holy city. Jerusalem is God's city. It was his city from when he prophesied that to Abraham, that this would be his holy city. And both liturgies, yesterday and today, have a common theme, one of triumph and victory. We see light and joy. As I mentioned yesterday in the homily, Lazarus Saturday was revealed to us particularly is the true enemy, death. Palm Sunday announces the meaning of the victory, the triumph of God's kingdom over death, and the acceptance actually by the world of its only king, Jesus the Christ. That's what's going on. They're proclaiming, this is the one. Blessed is he who comes. This is the one that's been the promised one, the Messiah, today. And they're recognizing that, and they're welcoming him. Now, during his earthly life, Jesus the Christ only acknowledged this one time in all his years of ministry, public ministry. Only one time. In fact, in his entire 33 years of life on earth. And this was the occasion. This Palm Sunday was the occasion when he made a visible, triumphant, and solemn entrance into his own city. Until that time, until this time, some 2,000 years ago, if you read the Gospels, the God-man consistently rejected and silenced all attempts to glorify him. But this time, on this occasion, the only time, he didn't deny it. In fact, he says to the Pharisees and the Jews who tried to silence the crowd, what does he say? He says, if the people stopped crying out, the stones would even cry out. 6 days, however, before the Passover, so we're coming in 6 days now before the Passover, our Lord God did not only accept to be glorified. This day was planned and arranged from before time began. He fulfilled what the prophet Zechariah had already announced how many centuries before this day. Quote, and we heard it, quote, behold, your king comes, riding humble on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey, end of quote. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Easy to remember. Zechariah 9, 9, 9, 9. On Palm Sunday, the God-man wanted to be acclaimed and acknowledged as the Messiah, the Savior, the King, and the Redeemer. The Gospel testifies to this. So what do we hear? What's reported to us? First of all, there's a report of palms. Then there's the cry of Hosanna, something peculiar for the king of David's line and for other world rulers. There's the acclamation that Jesus of Nazareth is the Son of God. He's the King of Israel. The meaning is clear. The history of Israel has fulfilled its purpose. the reason why this nation was established. They had one ultimate mission: to announce the King of Israel, to announce the true King of the world. The establishment of the people of Israel was not in the end to have an earthly kingdom. That's why God was so reluctant when the people said, "We want a king." God says, "Well, I am your king. Well, we want to be like other nations. We want a king like them." And so he gives them Saul and David. And if you read the history of the human kings, it's actually a complete dismal failure. I mean, there's a failure after failure after failure, and just keeps getting worse and worse. The point being is, God is their king. So the kingdom is not of one of this world. It's not a temporal power. God established the people of Israel, beginning with Abraham, with one main purpose: to prepare and to announce the kingdom of God, to announce the advent of the Messiah. That was their job. That was their task. That's why there is a people of Israel. And so on Palm Sunday, some 2,000 years ago, that promise was finally fulfilled. The king entered his holy city, and only for the briefest of moments did the city receive him. They waved palm branches and fronds. We identify ourselves with these people, with those of Jerusalem. Together with them, we too are greeting the king. We too sing Hosanna. What does today's liturgical celebration mean for you and me? Are these simply empty rituals, little acts that we do just to keep us entertained? No, all of this is, these rites and these symbols are meant to take us into a deeper reality. A deeper reality, as will all this Holy Week. We are not recalling past historical events. And these are not empty rituals. This week is the holiest week of the entire year, and these rituals are meant to help us to bring us really into the event. Really into the event. We are recalling today and all week our citizenship is that of the kingdom of heaven. We actually don't belong to this world. We belong to the kingdom of heaven. The liturgy is challenging you and me to recommit yourself, myself, more wholeheartedly to our own baptismal promises. You heard that in the Troparion. On the day of your baptism, the day of my baptism, what happened? The Lord became the content of your life. He became your measure. He became your canon. He became your rule. On that day we say with St. Paul, "No longer is it I who live, but Christ who lives in me." That's what today's celebrating. We carry palm branches to remind ourselves that Christ is my ruler. Christ is my Messiah. Christ is my King. But let's be honest. How many times in the day are we indifferent toward him? How many times do we ignore liturgies when we could make it? How many times do we ignore our prayer? How many times in a day do we give in to selfish acts, disordered passions, selfishness? We have preferred ourselves and other people to our Lord and King. We preferred human love and human interests to those of divine love. Today, the church is inviting us and reminding us to recommit and give God our first loyalty before we give to any other person, whether that's at work, in school, recreation, or in family life. This week, these 8 days, now 7 days, make these liturgies and these events the priority of your life. Why? Who is your King? Who is your Lord? Who really does have your loyalty? Today you received a palm branch. You took one. And you received that palm branch. You were actually making a personal commitment to recommit yourself to God's kingdom, to the way of selfless love. You were saying, Lord, you are my king. You are the content of my life. You will take priority. You are my ultimate meaning. This world belongs to you. You are the ruler. You are the sovereign. You are the master of every aspect of my life, my body, my soul, and my mind. At what cost? At what cost will you choose to make this choice? The branches you take home today proclaim and symbolize only a short triumph, because they're going to wither. They're going to dry up. But the real choice is the one that you make for selfless love. Don't treat the branches when you take them home as empty symbols. Put them on your wall. Put them in your Bible. Put them in your prayer book. Put them around the house. We have lots of them. Take extra crosses home. Put them around to remind yourself of the way of selfless love. Today is an announcement of the cross. I conclude with a short passage from a homily from one of our great fathers, Andrew of Crete, the same one who did the canon of St. Andrew. He gave a beautiful homily on this Palm Sunday about 1,500 years ago. Quote, "Let us spread before his feet not garments or soulless olive branches, but ourselves, clothed in his grace, completely clothed in him. We who have been baptized into Christ must ourselves be the garments that we spread before him. Our crimson sins have been washed away in the waters of baptism. Present to the conqueror of death, therefore, not mere palm branches. Present to him the true victory, the victory of sin in your own life. Today, make the children's holy song yours. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Christ is among us."